USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The January 6th Commission is recommending former Trump aide Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino face contempt of Congress proceedings for failing to cooperate with subpoenas. This is the fourth time the panel has made such a recommendation. Those not complying are complaining this is nothing more than a witch hunt. Representatives from Russia and Ukraine will meet this week for a new round of talks aimed at ending the war. Ukraine said the two sides would meet in Turkey today. The Ukrainian military claims Russia had withdrawn troops that were surrounding the capital of Kyiv after suffering significant losses. President Biden has denied he is calling for regime change in Russia after making this ad-lib statement in Poland over the weekend.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
In a breakthrough moment at the Oscars last night, streaming service Apple TV show Coda won three Oscars, including Best Writing. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Actor Sean Penn, visiting Ukraine to help before and during the Russian invasion, tells CNN he has a lot of admiration towards Ukraine President Zelensky.
But it was clear I was in the presence of something, and again, I think reflected of so many Ukrainians, that was new to the modern world in terms of courage and dignity. And love that comes out of the man, and the way he has unified that country. And I think Mr. Putin certainly added to paving the way to that.
The Oscars last night will be remembered when Will Smith jumped on stage after comedian Chris Rock joked about his wife's hair, smacking him, then cursing at the comedian from his seat.
Oh, Richard! Wow!
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hours after Zelensky posted the 90-minute interview in which he spoke Russian to his Telegram channel, Russia's government issued a statement warning Russian news outlets about the necessity of refraining from publishing Zelensky's 90-minute interview. Zelensky later said Russian leaders are frightened of the truth about the invasion. When the Biden administration canceled the Keystone Pipeline, America's energy independence fell to the wayside, making room for the highest prices for fuel in American history. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax yesterday.
This is just common sense. They have energy illiteracy, or they're deliberately covering this up because they're trying to appeal to the far left in their push for green energy over everything. Elimination of fossil fuels. I come from New York. This is where Ground Zero is. Where this energy illiteracy, this no fossil fuel involved in any of our future energy, when we should have an all-of-the-above approach, as we have almost 60 or 70% of our energy grid fueled by fossil fuels right now. And who's building new coal plants? China. They're still in the Paris Accords. India, relying on fossil fuels. And this whole war was, I think, possibly and probably somewhat, this whole war in Ukraine, instigated by Putin because he was able to successfully use propaganda to move Europe and the United States away from fossil fuels to directly into his war chest, which is energy and the use of fossil fuels to leverage his power over Europe and the United States and the world.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.